So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited the pasuk, "Re'eh lamadati eschem chukum u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alikai," from which we derived, "Ma'ani b'chinam af atam nami b'chinam." The Gemara now continues with related agadic teachings. Amr b'chama b'reb chanina, "Lo'yhasher Moshe ele m'psailosin shaluchis." Moshe Rabbeinu only became wealthy from the leftover sanpiran of the luchas shniyos that he had yun, as Hashem said to Moshe, the leftovers of the luchas shall be yours. The Gemara continues, Amr b'Yisib Reb Chanina, le'nitna Torah el l'Moshe u'lazare. The Torah was initially only given to Moshe Rabbein and his descendants and not to Klal Yisrael, as the pasuk that refers to the Torah states, k'sav locha asad varm eila. And an earlier pasuk that refers to the luchas states, p'sal locha shnei luchas avonim k'rishaynim, ma'p'se loysin shalcha av k'savin shalcha. Just as the leftovers of the luchas were only given to Moshe, so too the Torah was only given to Moshe. However, Moshe nog but tovus ayin v'nasna liYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was generous and passed on the Torah to Klal Yisrael. V'lav hakasav omer tov ayin hu yevarech. This teaching apparently contradicts the pasuk re'eh lamadati eschem chukum u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alikai. Moshe was commanded to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara cites other psukim which clearly indicate that the Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Gemara explains that Lo Nitna Torah LeMoshe LeZarai refers only to Pilpula BeAlma, which the Rosh explains as Havana VeCharifus VeHainik Savin Shalcha Ki Kalachachma VeHaseichel Remuzim BeChsamat Torah BeTzurais HaOisius. The Gemara also teaches Amar BeYichnan Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchenasa Ela Al Gibar VeAsher VeChacham VeAnav VeKulam MeMoshe. And the Gemara proceeds to cite Pesukim where we see that Moshe Rabbeinu possessed all these attributes. Our Mishnah continues with the halachas of Hamudr Hano Mechaveret, a person who is prohibited in all benefits from his friend. Zok the Mishnah, Vizanis Ishtoi Vesbonav Afa Pishu Chayv Bimzeinoisen. The Madr may support the Mudr's wife and children, even though the Mudr is obligated to support them. The Ran explains, Hahiyano Demim Elehi. This is considered an indirect benefit. The Gemara cites Rav Yitzchak Barab Chanina Amrav Huna, Mutr Lahasi Leibitoi. One may marry off his daughter to the other, and the Gemara elaborates. In the case of Nichsi Chasin Asurun Alavi Kala, where the father is the mudr, he certainly is mutter lahasilei bitoi because hano dememelehi. The benefit to the father that he no longer needs to support his daughter is considered an indirect benefit, as in the case of the Mishnah where a stranger supports somebody's wife. However, in the case of Bishin Nichsi Avi Kala Asurun Ala Chasin, the Chasin is the mudr, it depends. If she was matured, the mudr may marry her because lo mahanile, the hamid daitahi. The chasen does not benefit from the father because only she and not the father has the authority to approve the marriage. However, if she was a minor, the mudr may not marry her because mahanile, shahari moisle shifkalish amshe. The mudr does benefit from the father who gives him a wife who will tend to his needs, because only her father has the authority to approve the marriage. The Mishnah continues, "V'layazin es behemtoi bein tmeya bein tahara." The Tanakhama says that the mother may not feed the mudr's kosher and non-kosher animals. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, "Zanes atmeya ve'ein zanes atahara." Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that the mother may feed the mudr's non-kosher animals, but may not feed the mudr's kosher animals. Amr lai ma bein tmeya l'tahara. The Tanakhama asked, what's the difference between non-kosher and kosher animals? Amalahu shatahira nafsha lashamayim v'gufa shaloi v'tmeya nafsha v'gufa lashamayim. As the Ran explains, Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Tanakhama that he's asa to feed both tahira v'tmeya. It's mezoinis kedei chayeha, it's basic nourishment, because the mudr benefits from that his behem is well fed, whether for eating or working. Rabbi Eliezer only disagrees regarding mezoinis lefituma, excessive food for fattening. In a tahira, which is a medes l'achila meant to be eaten, he agrees that it's also de mahanile, because it's a direct benefit. However, in a temeya, which is a medes l'malacha, designated for work, he holds its mutter sha eino inena bepituma. He does not benefit from the fattening. On the contrary, it hinders its ability to work. Amrulai, afa temeya nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalai. The Tanakhama responded that the mudr does receive benefits from the fattening of a temeya. It increases the tmei's value for eventual eating and that he can sell it to a Gentile for a higher price, or he will have more meat to feed his dogs. The Gemara cites a braisa in which the Chacham agree with Rebbe Eliezer in that Zan Avada v'shevchais of Haknanim, the mother may provide mezainis lepituma to the mudu's servants and maids because lemenacharusa avidan. The mudu does not benefit from pituma because they are only designated for work. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yaakov who says, Hamadr b'nei l'talmotair, a father who makes a neder to prohibit himself from benefiting from his son, with the intention that his son should not be disturbed from learning Torah, mutr l'malas l'chavah shalmayim u'lahad l'gloyas aner. The son may fill a barrel with water and light a candle for his father. Rabbi Yitzchak adds, litzlus lay dog cotton. The son may broil a small fish for his father, because the Ran explains, mimili zutri loy adre. The father did not intend to prohibit small tasks that do not create bittul Torah. The Ran adds that mishal av mutr. These tasks are only permitted when the son uses his father's supplies. However, mishal ben also they are prohibited when the son uses his own supplies. Similarly, Rabbi Yimri Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Hamudr hanam mechaveiroi mutr lahashkoise koishal shalom. The mother may pour a cup of wine for the mudr. Hacha targimu koishal beis ha'avol. In Babel they say this refers to the wine given to an avol. B'marava amri koishal beis ha'merchatz. In Eretz Yisrael they say this refers to the wine given to one that takes a bath. Because as the Ran explains, mepnei darka yishalim ho yidarka mekach. Here too the Ran says, mishal mudr mutr, mishal madr asr.